The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
Mary Malone from the Roseburg Fright Club in this morning to talk about Fairview Manor. I almost feel like I should have some background music. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Get real close to the microphone there and tell us more about what you have planned for this Halloween and the night before.
Well, we wanted to give Roseburg something that wasn't canceled. It's been a terrible year for that. And so this is the same group of people that have done the haunted house in the area for the past 27 some odd years. It was just we had to pick a new location. So this year, we're going to be under the grandstands out at the fairgrounds. And so it'll be a little bit different experience than we've had in the past. We've had to be very fluid and change as the guidelines have changed, but it will be very much CDC approved guidelines. We're working with the health department. It'll be a safe activity. We did have to change one thing. I mean, like, this is that fluid part. We had to change even yesterday, and instead of driving through, it's actually going to be a walkthrough. So it's going to be a long walk past a lot of ghouls.
Ooh, that actually sounds kind of intriguing, and the setting sounds interesting too.
Well, it's this way we're able to do it as an open air event, and so that lifted a lot of the restrictions that way. You know, holding it in the Elks Lodge where we've been, I think, the last 11 years was just going to be too confined. We weren't going to be able to do it. But we got together in August and started throwing out ideas. And this way, you know, no matter what the weather is, we're going to be able to be dry. Our patrons will be dry. We can still do all of our lights and sounds and fogs and everything else. It'll just be a little bit different venue.
So talk about the Roseburg Fright Club. What is this in general?
What we are is a group of volunteers. We started originally back at Eastwood Elementary some years ago. And ever since then, we still have a few folks that have been there since the beginning. And we've always had, our goal has always been to do something that we could give back to the community. We all enjoy scaring people. But the money that we raise, good portion of the proceeds have always gone towards some kind of a charitable event. So this year, we're hooking up with Cascade Community Credit Union, and a good portion of the profits will then go towards their fire relief fund.
So how many people does it take to do all this?
Well, when we don't have number restrictions, we've had up to 30 people a night as characters and behind the scenes. This year, we'll probably run with about 20.
Wow. So what goes into, I mean, you've got probably a lot of these things in a warehouse or something mm-hmm. that you use year after year.
Well, and we change themes. I mean, we always want to make it, even at the Elks Lodge where we've been for years, we change the maze up. This year, of course, we won't have a maze, but we have different things. We try to come up with different themes. We always try to add. We always try to change things around so that it's not the same show every year. It's theater. I mean, you got to do something different to keep the people coming. And we have families that this is a tradition. You know, they came as kids. They now bring their kids. And it was another one of those things that, you know, was a driving force for us. We did not want to cancel. And so this is a good opportunity.
So when is it? And give us more of the details.
We will be just two nights this year. We'll be the 30th and the 31st. From 7 to 10 p.m. And what we're doing so that we can be CDC compliant, you will come in, one person from the car will get out, buy your ticket, and then we will call each carload up by number, and that group will be what was ever in your car. So it's $25 for a carload, but we hook up with UCAN also, so you can get a dollar off with a can of food, up to $5 off. So if you can stick six people in your car, bring five cans of food, it's $20.
Wow, good deal. And so 7 to 10, basically just pull into the parking lot there.
Yes.
by the grandstand.
Yes, pull in, we'll get your number, we'll have you park, and then you'll get a chance to walk through and experience something fun.
All right, Fairview Manor, the 30th and 31st with the Roseburg Fright Club. Mary Malone, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, hope to see everybody.
8:37 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.